The final chapter of the epistle contains exhortation and greetings. Peter called himself a fellow elder. Far cry from claiming that Peter is the head of the church. In verse 1, he is the witness of the sufferings of Christ and partaker of his glory. He is the witness of the suffering. Peter saw the shepherd died for the sheep. And the memory, such memory, constrains him to take care from the sheep as a faithful under shepherd, a partaker of glory. Soon the glory will down. Christ will appear, and we shall appear with him. In verse 4, when the chief shepherd appear, you will receive the crown of glory. When he will appear. The chief shepherd, in John chapter 10, verse 11, the good shepherd. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, the great shepherd. The good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd. The good shepherd lay down his life for the sheep. The great shepherd, brought up from the dead, guides the sheep all the life, all the journey of desert. And the chief shepherd, when he will appear, will receive the crown of glory. So from the beginning to the end, from the cross to the crown, we are under the care of our shepherd. Till then, the Savior's great commission remains, feed my lamb, shepherd my sheep. John 21, verse 15 and 16.